Okay, we're back, and the call is now recording. And I want to welcome you to the ongoing Affordable Life Coaching with Applied Spirituality. I'm Kathy Kirk, the founder of Applied Spirituality, and we meet every Sunday night here on this conference call. We usually start out with about a 20-minute sort of focus for a subject focus for the week, so you can go back to your usual lives with something new in mind to start changing the way you think about things. And then after that, we sort of open it up to questions and answers and whatever life situations you might be dealing with in the moment. There's always a little bit of housekeeping to do in the beginning, and you can speak by, right now I think we're in conversation mode, so tonight if you can mute your telephone out, or if you have any background noise, just try to get yourself into a quiet place so that we can make a clean recording. And you can always hit star 6 to unmute yourself and then mute yourself back. For the next 20 or 25 minutes, I'm going to be focusing on a topic or a principle, and then after that, I'll be taking your questions. So also, I'm taking questions from the website and people who have emailed me a question through the website, either through the coaching forum or through the contact form. So you can always email a question at appliedspirituality.com, and we will always go as long as it takes to get everybody's question asked and answered. And if you are not going to be able to attend the call, you can always email the question through the website, and I will address the question during the course of the coaching. The reason I offer these class or these conference calls is because it's really a practice, and it takes a while to change a focus from where it used to be to where you want it to be. It's sort of akin to moving a barge that has momentum going in one direction. And when all of us sort of landed here on planet Earth, we were like blank slates. And very quickly, the other humanoids got together to welcome us here to the planet and then quickly start telling us how it is here and how it works. And so everything that we were taught wasn't necessarily our truth, but certainly their truth. So oftentimes when we're moving through life and we want to reach for something more and different and better and expand ourselves, we find in some way that we feel tethered. We can't seem to budge. We can't seem to move. We can't seem to make it happen. And we don't quite know why that is or how that's happening. And these are the unconscious beliefs that keep operating in our subconscious that all our friendly humanoids dropped in when we were children. So usually between birth and about age 7 is when we get all these beliefs sort of put into our subconscious, and they continue to operate. So as you know, by the law of attraction, what you think and what you believe is a vibrational signature for you, and the law of attraction is always answering that. So if you think that big dogs are scary because you had a scary episode with a big dog when you were a little one, you probably had that scary episode with that big dog because a parent or someone close to you was afraid of big dogs. So they had that vibrational signature. So voila, you get to have this experience, and now you carry this vibrational signature along. And since you were such a wee one, you didn't really have the ability or the wherewithal to sort of edit that out and reverse that and re-verbalize it or change the way you were going to approach dogs. And so all your life now you've gone along and you've probably have many stories about how big dogs have molested you or scared you or frightened you all your life. And up until this point, it probably isn't that big of a deal, except that let's say right now you meet somebody that you truly love, and oh my God, they own a Great Dane. And so up until now, you never really had a reason to shift that belief. So what's at stake at this point is that you want to have this relationship, but you are petrified of these dogs. So now is where you get to shift that so that you can be free of that belief and replace it with a new one. The universe is constantly going to match and prove you right by whatever you believe. So this is a universe that just simply lets every variety and every thought and everything that we could imagine gets to happen and gets to be here. We're just creators of whatever we think and whatever we believe. So these are radical thoughts. These are new concepts to work with, and they actually create the very reality you live every single day. So when folks get sort of stuck or when they decide that they've had their fill and they want something different, that's usually about the time they question and wonder how it is this all happens. And but you are all creators, and we all are, and don't we all wish someone had told us this when we were two or three instead of now? But that's it. We are here now, and this is where we begin. So the focus for this week is to be conscious of our language. I think the awareness is the first step in any shift that we're going to make. And obviously awareness is the first thing, and it's really difficult, especially when you're facing a situation that is particularly unpleasant, to ask yourself, how is this me? How is this my mirror? How did I create this? I mean, the process of self-mastery and awakening, you have to come to the place where you are really ready, willing, and able to fully take responsibility for every thought in your head, every word that comes out of your mouth, every result that you see in your physical manifestation in front of you, and that nothing, absolutely nothing exterior to you has to change in order for you to have a happy and a prosperous and productive and life that you want to have. You can have anything you want. And the minute you blame someone else, you've just turned all your power over to them, which is just simply not the case. Again, the focus for this week is awareness. So it's just the beginning of becoming aware of what you're saying, what you're thinking, what you're doing, in order to keep getting the same result that you're getting. And then the more aware you become, then you can begin to shift those things consciously. So nothing really happens until you bring everything that you do sort of automatically and unconsciously up to you, your conscious awareness. so that you can actually tend to it and deal with it. Everything that we have within us is pretty much untapped at this point. We use so little of our potential at this point, but that's okay because this is the time that we're all learning how to do this. Some of us are just learning that these laws exist and that they could actually be living a different life, and that's fine. So wherever anybody is, that's where we're going to start. And that's the awareness, number one, is to become fully aware of where you are right now. So you can't, it's sort of akin to taking a trip. You know, if you called the airlines up and said, I want to go to London, and the lady says, that's fine, and where will you be leaving from? And you say, I don't know. So she really can't book you a ticket to London until you tell her where you are. Well, it's the same in a consciousness journey. We can get anywhere we want to get. We can go where we want to go if your goal is more joy or more freedom or more money or better health or whatever that might be. But we have to become aware of where we are right now, and we have to make peace with where we are right now. So let's talk about becoming aware of where we are right now. So that's the focus this week. So this week, as you know, drive to work or go about your meetings and talk to your friends and interact with the world on all the different levels, whether it's the grocery store or driving in your car or in your backyard, wherever it is, I want you to begin becoming aware of where you are right now, and most especially with respect to whatever topic or issue it is that you want to shift. So some of the ways that you do this is you just start telling yourself the truth. And this is the hardest part, I think, because most of us just spend a whole lot of time, you know, in denial, and so we do lots of things so that we won't have to be alone with ourselves to hear the truth. And because I think we should have done something about it, or we're bad, or we're stupid, or it's hopeless, or whatever those things are, but all of that gets suspended this week. So in this process of becoming aware of where you are right now with respect to the topic that's most on your mind that you want to shift, you have no permission whatsoever to beat up on yourself in any way, shape, or form. So you're going to have to set the critical part of you aside. And you're going to have to set your ego aside and your pride aside and listen to yourself as a really good parent would listen to a small child who is confessing their worst sin. And you're just going to listen with all the compassion and all the love, and that's it. You're just going to listen to yourself, tell it like it is. And you're going to just write it down. And that's it. You're just going to write it down. And when the flow stops, you know, you're going to say, and what else? And you're just going to let this inside of you just talk and blather it all out, you know. And it can be on many topics. It could be on all of them. So every day, you know, give yourself a good 10, 20 minutes with your journal, and this is where you become aware and you're telling yourself the truth about where you are. So it might look like, okay, I'm going to tell myself the truth about my relationships, and the truth is, and then you're just going to keep writing until there's just nothing more to write, and then you're going to put that away and have no judgment on it. Just put it away. And so then the next day, you're going to give it another 10 or 20 minutes and tell yourself the truth on the topic of my finances. I'm going to tell myself the truth about the topic of my finances. And if you start hearing that critical part come in or the fear come up, just set it aside. Just say, thank you, I understand, but let's just do this. And no judgment, no criticism on this. We don't even have to do anything about it today. We're just going to get it all out so we know where we're starting. And so then you put that away. And then the next day you do the next topic. And on Friday and Saturday, what I want you to do is to go back and read for those 4 days that you wrote. And I want you to summarize what you wrote and how you feel about it. And if you can take it one more step and ask yourself, where do I think I got that from? So, because when you came in, you were not a critical being that had all kinds of judgments and criticisms. So you're going to write down how you feel. This scares me. This makes me wonder. This makes me feel powerless. This makes me panic. This makes me worried. Whatever those feelings are. And then continue with where do you think you got that and whose belief is that? So whose words can you hear in your head? You know, because what we get to decide next is whether this is our truth or not. And if this is something we believe or not. See, as we walk through the world and as an adult, you can listen to the news, you can listen to other people tell stuff, but as an adult, you get to decide whether this is something you believe or not. Or you want to take a page out of somebody's book or not. But when you're a little one, you don't have that. You don't have that ability. So a lot of junk went in there, and these are the things that we're trying to let go of. They're pre-verbal. They don't really have, you might get a picture of a younger self and maybe even a picture of when this belief formed itself. But very often these things are pre-verbal, so that they just operate and we don't even know it. And they may not even be our parents. They could be our grandparents. These things have been passed down for generations upon generations upon generations without anybody sort of saying, wow, is this really true or not? So they could be religious beliefs. They can be financial beliefs. They can be relationship beliefs. They're just countless. But they're not bad. They're not wrong. They're just at this point not serving you because they're tethering you to where you are and preventing you from moving on to where you'd like to be. So that's the focus for the week, is to take your journal and become aware of what is right now so for you, what is the truth. And you're going to be telling yourself the truth, because we can't shift anything until we become aware of where we are. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you're going to give yourself 10 to 20 minutes to write down in your journal, telling yourself the truth about any single topic that is of concern to you, that seems to be where you're reaching for something more and it's not happening. And then on Friday and Saturday, take those topics, summarize them, feel what you feel, write down how you feel, what the feeling is, and then where do you think that belief came from and what that belief is. Actually, see if you can put it into words. So that's where we are going to focus this week. And the second part of that is to listen to your language this week. So I want you to pay attention to how you're speaking about things. And you might especially pay attention in the area that you're wanting to work on. So if it's about your health or if it's about money or whatever. So listen to your language. Listen to how you speak about things, because that's another clue as to what this belief is and where it came from and what needs to get shifted. And if you can, catch yourself in the meantime. And if you can't think of a way to rephrase it that's more positive or shifting, then just stop talking. Just stop talking. You don't need to tell the story. You see, as we grow up with these beliefs, we then build a story around this belief because this is the way it's always been, so this is your story. And over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about changing our story. And this is how you shift out of one belief, one level of vibrational countenance that the universe is matching through the law of attraction, and shifting that belief into a higher, more expansive vibrational countenance so that the law of attraction can start delivering to you that matching information, which is more pleasing to you and what is wanted. So that's the focus for the week. And again, this is applied spirituality because it's all about doing it and not just talking about it. We are not dilettantes in the world of spirituality. We are the spiritual warriors here. We're the ones who are relying on our spiritual intelligence agency to teach us and guide us so that we are moving forward and raising our own vibration because we want to live a good life from our own selfish perspective. So, sorry, we have the kids out enjoying my cat right now. So, that's the discussion for this evening, and I'm going to open the line up now for question and answer. And if you have a question or you want to address something, press *6 now and unmute yourself. Is there anybody who wants to ask a question or make a comment? Okay. I have a question coming in on to the website right now. Let's see here. Hold on. Okay. The question is, I have been trying to change my weight for a long time. And I've done all kinds of affirmations, diets, and everything you can think of to lose weight. Nothing works. Help. And this comes from... Okay. Anonymous, I guess. All right. Okay. With respect to this, so this is a real world problem, and anything that we focus our attention on is going to get bigger. So all the attention that you've focused on this issue of weight is around a story about there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with your weight. So from the beginning, and however old you were when this began, this is what you're going to become aware of. You're going to ask yourself these questions in your journal, and you're going to write these things down. But for the meantime, while you do that work as well, let's just talk about the general principles of how we create. So you've asked to be, I would imagine, slender and in good health, or fit and in good health. So that the answer or the path to that is created automatically. I mean, there's the universal law of polarity, which is pretty much the law of physics of action in equal and opposite reaction. So, for example, for every question asked, there's an answer. for every up, there's a down, for every left, there's a right, for the inside of a room, there's an outside of a room. So this is just, again, the way the universe is organized in its physics. So I'm saying this because you've asked and the answer is given, but you haven't quite gotten yourself aligned with that. Instead, you keep yourself focused on the problem instead of moving your eyes and your attention and your focus towards what is wanted. So now, this is, I agree with you, a lot easier said than done, but doing it is what you must do, and you must get your eyes off of all the old things that you have done about the weight. So you've got to stop looking at and saying to yourself how fat you are. You have to stop looking at food as your enemy. You have to kind of like take a hiatus from the whole thing so that you can come to some place of neutrality and begin to see this in a much lighter way, and no pun intended. So how do you do that? Well, the first thing is you start admiring the things about yourself that you do admire. So it might be the color of your hair. It might be the clearness of your complexion. It might be how beautiful your nails grow. It might be that your body serves you well in lots of other ways, and you can list those out. You can immediately be grateful to this body for housing you on planet Earth, for getting you around, for responding to you when you say, let's go, it goes. So start writing like huge lists, and every day you have to add new things to the list of all the things you appreciate and love about your body, because by this time I think you probably have quite a countenance or a vibrational load going of not liking it very much at all. And that is just like the absolute worst thing any of us can do is loathe or hate ourselves in any form, even the slightest form, because we are magnificent creatures. So just start writing huge lists about how much you love and appreciate your body, and move on to how much you love and appreciate yourself and all the things you like about yourself, what you adore about yourself, what you admire about yourself. And in the meantime, I want you to spend some time every day, even if it's 2 or 3 minutes at a crack, but I want you to start just sort of visualizing yourself thin, or as thin as you want to be, or fit, and as fit as you want to be. And just stay in there as long as it feels good, and then get out and stop. You know, even if it's a second or a minute or two, you might start, because this is, you're building a new pattern of thought. Beliefs are only patterns of thought that you have held for a very long time, so they have a lot of mass to them. So when you start to create a new belief and a new pattern of thought, you have to build mass to it. So it's not going to be easy at first, but give it your best shot. You know, imagine yourself in a size 10 dress, or in a nice pair of golf shorts, or if you have to, cut a picture out of a paper, a magazine, and interpose your face on it, so that when you do close your eyes, you can get a fix for that. You can get a starting. You got a foothold, and you can begin that. And do these things, and give it a while. Just give it a while. When you go to eat, instead of berating yourself for everything you put into your mouth, instead start to think thoughts about, I really love my body. I love myself. So if I were my own child, would I be feeding myself this? And I think I'm going to feed myself something that I would feed somebody that I love. and switch it around for yourself so that you're getting a new view. You're some way, shake it up. Shake up the way you've been thinking about it and start thinking about it in a little different way. So if you're going to have an ice cream, then say, wow, this is great. I would love to have an ice cream. And give yourself one. And then savor it. Savor every bite. Slow the chewing down. Slow the tasting down. And delight in it. And make it a real sensual, pleasurable experience so that you really feel satisfied when you've finished the one serving. So play the games you need to play with yourself, but do what it takes to get your mind off what is and onto what you want. And keep writing in your journal. Okay, is there anyone else that might have a question? Any comments? Okay, well, that's it for this evening then. If no one has any questions or comments, do the work in the week that I've assigned and approach it playfully, you know. Just keep it light. Keep it light because all you want to do is become aware and begin the steps of shifting something that has long stood and doesn't need to stand any longer. So you can also email me through the website and I will answer any questions and also in the coaching forum. So use that to communicate with me as well. All right, I'm going to ask one more time if anyone has any questions or any comments. All right, so I'm going to say, as I always say at the end of everything I do, my message from non-physical to everyone here is you are loved beyond measure, and you have nothing to fear and nothing to worry about. All right, thanks for coming tonight, and we'll see you all next Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great week. Goodbye.